can we go to 1 John today, or does somebody have something else in Hebrews?
Well, Ronnie and I had an interesting conversation on the way back about what happened yesterday. I'll tell about our conversation on the way back, Ronnie, about the people on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, the transition of the conversation to the point of, you know, Trinity kind of has a policy: if you ever walk away, nobody ever goes and talks to you.
No, you don't. That's crazy. We don't have that policy. I have that policy. I've encouraged everyone else, if you have anything to say, go do it.
And I agree with what you just said.
Okay, but we don't have a policy.
An unwritten kind of a... about
unwritten,
if somebody leaves, you don't do it. But you have said many times, I agree, if you feel like going, you go.
Right.
Okay, but you as a model...
Do as he says, not as he does.
Huh?
Do as he says, not as he does.
Right. And so, whatever. That's kind of how it...
Okay, but just don't say the word policy.
Right. Policy part.
It's a hot button word.
No, the reason is this. Each person has to be and has to have the integrity to be true to what's going on within them. Integrity isn't to go do what's going on in Oli.
That's true. But people do model other people's behavior.
Well, but then if they do, then that's the evil.
And that's a responsibility of the authority figure to say what you say. You feel like going, you go. You've said that
100 times.
I agree.
Anyway, we're clear on what we do.
Well, I just didn't want it to go out over the internet. We have a policy.
I agree with that.
Okay.
We don't have a policy. We have a something that I don't have the right word for that makes us...
We don't have anything.
Okay.
No, it's critical.
It is critical.
Because of this. If somebody is modeling anything about me other than faith, they have no integrity.
Well, sometimes it's confused about how faith performs.
No, it's not. If it's within you. If you have the sense of doing it, then you do it.
Right. But again, some people don't know that. And I'll fight you to the death on this if you want to do it, because that's the way it works.
But then they don't have integrity then.
They don't. Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's the issue.
And that is the issue. And it's beautiful that the issue is exposed here, because a lot of people still think that, well, if Oli acts this way, that's the way faith works.
Who are these lot of people?
I don't know. I'm talking in general. I'm not talking specific.
I'd be an example. I think that it's required to confront.
It is if you feel it is. If you feel it is. But it's not...
Well, I don't know if I feel it is or not.
You have to, but that's the whole business.
Wait a minute. I'm confessing my sin.
Okay, but you have...
I don't know if it's what I feel or not. I know it's what I've seen you do, and I start thinking I'm supposed to do that.
Well,
that's bullshit.
That's right.
Right.
Okay. I quit smoking my pipe, so it would be like, oh.
No, I mean, this is the right point here, because if we think that because you do it, it's the right thing to do, we're stupid.
The only thing to follow in me is faith. Period.
Yeah, but that's nebulous. Follow you in
faith. Faith is nebulous?
Yes, because if...
How about it's always finished?
No, that's good.
Well, again...
I mean, that phrase just can be construed in a thousand different ways.
But it's only confused out in the world. It's not confused here, what faith means.
Right, we're clarifying all this right now.
Okay.
And the conversation went from these people who left, and we don't ever go out and talk to anybody, blah, 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 blah. But the circle comes around that love is the bottom line. And if there's something in me to go and speak to them at now, I can do it. Having gone full circle with the conversation, thanks to Ronnie and his willingness to be open. It kind of clarified some things about the whole issue of what happened Sunday. And the people who walked out, and the people who didn't hear, you know, to me they're probably drowning, basically. So, do we let them go and watch?
We don't do anything. That's
we
the whole...
Do I let them go and watch?
Not if you made a mistake, you don't. Listen.
I don't think turned a mistake.
Well, hear me. Hear me a minute.
To make it a mistake if I do something.
No, it's anybody that's a Seder leader.
But still, even though I did, it's not a mistake.
Well, whatever words you want to put to it.
I said to you a minute ago, I don't like a mistake.
Okay, fine. Whatever you want to, however you want to couch it.
Right.
If you would have said how that made you feel in terms of, it would have been a confession out of weakness instead of a alleged policy, or this is what we do, or then that's always the weakest point. That's always the lowest seat.
Kind of lost me where you went.
You let people, from what I understand, from what you said and what others said, led people to believe that there was some obligation for them to come to Seder Group. Or to come to Tuesday nights or Thursday nights.
That really is not characterizing it correctly. What we led people to believe is if you say you're a part of this community and you just dangle about on the edges, we have a little responsibility to say, what are you doing here?
No, we don't have any responsibility.
I personally then have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility to say what's there.
And I did.
Okay, but the way you said it, it was a we instead of a me. And so therefore, the integrity is lacking because it was a justification for you saying it was a we rather than a this is what I'm feeling. And the idea is that I think you're bothered by people not coming when you think they should. Do you remember? What I'm surprised at is, do you remember the conversations? I can't even remember how many times they were endless when I first started, and nobody would show. I never said we have a policy. It was, I described what it made me feel. It made me feel worthless. But there has never been a, we have a policy that if you say you're part of this, for you to be here. In fact, the opposite has been true.
I did not say in that meeting, we have a policy. I erred greatly.
I understood, but somebody told me that somebody said, I've prepared this all, I've worked to prepare this, da-di-da-di-da, and then nobody shows. Okay, well, anyway, the point of it is, It's critical that everybody understand this. We have no policy except the cross. We have no justification except the cross. We have no life without the cross.
How about this? Do we have any patterns of behavior?
If we do, then it's their evil.
That's right.
And if you see the pattern, then you need to speak to it. If you see a pattern in me about it, then you need to speak to it. Otherwise, the community has lost its value.
So you can't speak to it if it's a group deal?
You can, of course you can speak any way you want, but I don't want you to say that we do.
Well, I personally have some of that in me to model faith in the way you behave. I don't know how it manifests itself because I don't really believe that. I believe that God has chosen to inhabit this flesh, and as I surrender, He'll do what He does, and I'm a partaker of that mystery. That's what I believe. But when I look sometimes, and I know especially about when people walk away, I used to get really pissed that we didn't chase after them. And after many talks about it, I took the other side. Okay, if you leave, we don't go after you. So to me, it's been a policy.
But that's never been. I've always said that's not the case.
I just said it to me because of the way it has happened and what I've observed. I've made it a policy that has Trinity's stamp on it somehow. So there's my...
Right. He put that Trinity's stamp.
Okay. So, is that a confession then?
Yeah, that's what I've done. And it's not right. I don't believe that's right, but that's what I've done, and I've justified it somehow to make it okay, but I don't think it's okay. You know, ultimately, it's not okay. I don't know quite how to deal with this. It's kind of fresh for me.
Cut that out.
True. Stop it.
Well, what you do is what we always do. What faith always does, and that's you know, the first thing is, Father, forgive me. And the second thing is if that has caused someone to stumble, then it needs to be dealt with.
Yeah. But I have to see it, and that's what I'm doing. I'm seeing it. So I'll deal with it. I don't know how.
But it's critical that you, I mean, it's fine I guess it's fine. I don't think it's ever fine. To model behavior, to pattern behavior after someone. But it's really evil. Because it means that you don't have, not you, but whoever
right,
it is,
right.
that don't you don't have a self.
Right. We're living by your faith.
Well, it's even worse. You don't have an expression of the finishedness in you.
Right.
So you're modeling that behavior. And so it's the same as any cultural phenomenon. And that's why I've spoken against ever thinking that this place is special, to think that doing the feast are special, that each person has to be faithful to what they see. That's the injunction for integrity. Without being judgmental about those that don't see it. Now, I have a personal opinion about a lot of these things. There's a lot of people that have left that I believe are still here. But there's a few that have left that I don't believe were ever here. And this isn't the forum to name the names. But there are many of you that have constantly kept in contact with others that have left. And I've encouraged it, always. There's never been the slightest hint of anything like shunning somebody or... I've tried to make it clear that from my personal, the way that God is dealing in me, it would, because it would always, the people are always mad at me for some reason. Because I'm the easy target. And again, I'll talk to anybody about it at any time. But it seems to me that if I remember right, it's never that. It's always sneaking away in the night. Or coming and talk to me and saying everything's fine, and the next thing I know, they're gone. So the way I had to deal with this, because it was heartbreaking when that happened to me personally, the way I had to deal with it was, for me, it was back to what evangelism is.
Yeah.
I have to believe that God will add to our number as He sees fit, and it would cheapen the mystery of what we're about. If I've obviously offended somebody by something, then I'll try to deal with that. But if somebody leaves because of the preaching, but blames my personality, which it seems to me I remember that's happened.
Justifiably.
No, you and Judy left, remember?
You were such a prick one time.
I've been a prick ever since the day I've been a believer. But I think that I have been true to what I am. I've not acted in any way. You've always known what I thought. I've not tried to cover it or put sugar on it or be nice to you. But you know I love you. I pray.
That is really the bottom line there. All this other stuff is just surface. Personality stuff.
But my God, Bojo talks to people all the time that have left. So do other people. We got people working for him. I mean, there's no. Yeah, Mr. Bojo and Mrs. Bojo. The Bojos. I mean, Kevin and Angela. There's a lot of people that talk to people that have left all the time.
For what?
Well, we have a policy. That's what I was responding to. We don't have a policy.
Good that I
And again, I say, it's critical for your own spiritual well-being that there is nothing about me that you pattern except faith. Anything else is just garbage.
Yeah, basically, you can't pattern anything in the realm of faith. It's reasons.
It has to be. That's why there can be no faith without integrity.
Yeah.
And there can be no faith without courage.
If you have a policy, you're telling the Holy Spirit, you come back later, or you don't come here.
That's
right.
What we do here. We don't operate that way.
Rules are for when the Holy Spirit runs out.
That's true. That's why when I respond to words, because the words reflect what is going on internally. Out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. And when you say, you know, sometimes when we do this, you dismiss it. Well, you just misunderstood what I said. I don't believe I did.
No, it's all fine.
Okay.
It was appropriate that it be clarified because maybe somebody else thought that.
Well, if I'm sure if you thought it, I'm sure somebody else thought it. But my point is, if anybody thinks that, they won't stay.
Right, and they don't understand what we're about.
Well,
they don't understand the cross. They don't understand integrity. So they're in confusion.
It is not a deal that's on the basis of anything. I mean, if we think that we're right about something, then we're no different than somebody who says, unless you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you're going to hell.
Right. See, I think you're too nice and too outreachy. Really, you know, people in the past, people have done unbelievable, horrible things, and you are the one who welcomes them back in tears and you know.
Well, I don't care what anybody does.
I know, but I mean, it's like my reaction is, there he goes again, forgiving somebody. When I heard you were thinking about you were going to go to that, I thought, that son of a bitch, I can't believe he would do that.
I would have gone. I tried to go. I did everything I could to go.
My point is, you're exactly the opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Although I understand what you're saying completely, and I understand, but you're the opposite of that.
Well, it isn't about me. That's what
I makes you.
I know all that about
stuff,
you.
Though. That's the whole thing about
we're
faith.
Talking about thinking that a policy existed. Never mind.
Yeah, I understand. What you mean.
I'm not talking about.
Where's the theory?
There you go. But the takeaway from today's Bible study, which is a whole Bible study in itself, is there he goes. He forgave somebody again.
There you go.
There he goes, getting spiritual again. As Moon once said.
Well, what were you going to say before you were getting ready to say something until you got off?
You mean when this whole thing started?
Yeah.
About you and Ronnie. Actually. Well, love is the bottom line. You know, I mean, these people that essentially that we have been concerned that they say they're here, never show up. It's like pretend church to us.
To who's us?
To me.
To you, then. That's what I want you to say, Gary.
Well, there is an us in our conversation.
I'm fine, but it's right now you're talking, and so it's to you.
All right, it's to me, but I also speak for my Seder group.
Well, maybe. And if you speak for your Seder group, then your Seder group's in error.
Do I or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we're in error.
That's not it. So, yeah, we're me. And I have to guard against this being not seen.
You just have to recognize.
Okay, hear me.
So if somebody's drowning, I don't observe and say, well, you didn't do the right thing.
But listen carefully, Gary. And this, I mean this from the bottom of my being. You never again, for the rest of your life, you never need a model for behavior. And you can never again be afraid of confessing your own weakness. And I think that's at the core. What I said to you yesterday, I mean with everything in me. It's not what you know about Scripture or nothing. It's your faithfulness that was rewarded. Everything else is meaningless. And so, but you, and again, it comes out in the words you say and how you use words. Is that there seems to be a subconscious search, well, I'll use what I know it is, a subconscious search for a coach.
Yeah.
Okay, that worked, that served its purpose. You never have to do that again. Now, I know you well enough to know that this thing about hardening, you never have to worry about hardening because your heart is always soft. You have to be only worried, not worried, but the only thing you have to do is express what that softness is saying.
Yeah.
And so, but you can't. There's something, it's like Harry. You can't say, God, that hurts. You've steeled yourself. So that there is a behavior pattern that you have to justify it as. Well, this is what Coach told me to do. Or in Harry's case, the minute he feels neglected, I'm abandoned, I'm going to be left alone, and I'm going to die alone, I'm going to be homeless. Well, in your case, I'm not going to be accepted if I show the real me. I'm telling you, you will be fulfill your office, you will be everything, if you only dig deep to find that place of your own weakness. But you can't admit that. You haven't been able to all this time. That's what I mean by integrity. It's not integrity what's in your mind at the moment. Integrity is what, well, as John said, it's that core within the core within the core that you've been ashamed of your whole life. You have to despise that shame and come out with that weakness. No model. No coach. And I know I saw it in your eyes when I said the word coach, you understood. And so I know you well enough. I probably know you as well as you know yourself. I know that it hurts you if Pauline or if they're not there, and you look around, and that's all you have to say. You don't have to have a reason for what you feel. And that goes for your relationships with the Seder group. It goes for your relationships with your wife. It goes for your relationship with your kids. Everything. You spend a lifetime hiding weakness. And I'm not just talking to you. And that's now, it served its purpose. Now you can forgive all of that and see and let your true personality come forth. Because you never have to worry about being hard, because you're never hard at the core. So all these other issues aren't about anything. They're just meaningless words. And this is true for every one of us. God, the kingdom of God isn't in words. It's in love and joy and peace. But peace can't be there without complete and total integrity. The one thing, the only thing you can ever model about me is you never have to, I know you don't. You've never wondered what Oli thought. Because I've said from before I started teaching, I am what I am by the grace of God. I can't be anything different than I am. I'm not, because if I have to try to do anything, what I am doing is I'm trodding underfoot the blood of the covenant. I just have to be me. And there are many times when I haven't been, and I've had to confess it. And there are many. The primary thing, the most important thing that somebody said to me in the last 5 years is when Carolyn said to me about being upset because I didn't think you understood fast enough. That was critical. And again, it's. I want you to be free. That's all I want, Gary. And I want you to be the fullness of who you are without any without any of these templates that have governed you. Because in all those templates, they were valuable, they had to be there, they had a purpose. But from this point forward, let's just declare them null and void as the dust of the earth.
I mean, I can see their fear templates.
Right.
If am who I am.
You won't be accepted.
Won't be accepted, all hell break loose, lose control, whatever the fear is.
Right.
Confidence in God would say, let me worry about that.
And that's what I've just been a witness to you in. So that none of these other issues were even what was going on. So whether it's you or somebody that's listening, if you have to change in any way, then you have a form of godliness but deny his efficacy. You just be you, but be fully and completely you. And that's what, to me, in my understanding, that's what real faith is. All this other stuff is just Babylonish garment faith. Does that touch anybody that do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, do you understand? Do you see what?
No, I not only understand that, I see that I'm complicit in this.
Oh, I know. You're the chief ally.
More than that, I'm sitting around judging him because he's not acting like you.
Because his templates aren't.
Sitting there going, you know, if only we could confront that shit, he wouldn't put up with that.
But that's not. But
if all were here, he'd be tormenting you about something.
He's not. Right. I mean, and that's the thing. I despise him, and I'm criticizing him because he's not you. I don't despise you.
You do despise
me.
Well,
sometimes your behavior hurts me. I can see very clearly what happened Sunday. You said something. I said something. Judy said something. Basically, it was the three of us.
The three amigos.
Basically, it was the three of us. And what it was we began justifying how we felt. We started out by saying how we felt, but then we went on to justify it. And the way we justified it was to say, this is the way it should be. You are not this way. You should be this way.
On a simple way, it's that you were hurt, and you say it in such a way that it hurts somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here,
a lot less words.
The this is really, and this is the reason this is so important, not just here, but for people that are listening, is this is really what church is to getting down so that the only thing that you respond to is that core, the core of the core within you, and no matter what that. And have some, but you also have to have somebody like me around here to point out you because you think you're being totally honest, but you're not. And I promise you, wherever you are, whether it's your wife or whether it's somebody, God will always have a person there. But the encouragement is to always. Well, I'm sorry, but I have to keep using this word. But it's always his integrity, and that's why. I mean, my God, you must know me, but well enough to mind. I would really love to be living in a cave somewhere in out in the desert, in a high mountain desert.
You need to do that. Get out of your system.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you are.
I don't need to do it because I know that is just my stupid mind, my religious mind talking.
Yeah, you've sort of already done it. You know?
Yeah.
You've done that.
That integrity word just kind of synapsed for me in that you're true to that core of the core of the core and not allowing filters to stop its prophecy or whatever.
Well, I'm just being.
Yeah.
I'm never trying to be. I'm never trying to guard my words or make sure I'm saying the right thing or make sure that I'm studying the right thing. I mean, that's just liturgy, and you know, a lot of liturgy is nice and comfortable, but it's all crap. Anybody else have anything? Any of this touch anybody else?
No. When you said coach, that was one of those fit leaf spoken words. That's amazing.
Yeah,
not just that word, but the context of it.
Yeah.
That hit me.
Well, I mean, that's why I said when I was starting to talk about that, I'm not just saying this to Gary. It's the freedom of in him is beyond anything, but it's faith that worketh by love. Now, I'm sure that it doesn't happen very often, but I'm sure that one or two occasions over the last 30 years, you've been mad at me, and Harry's been mad at me. So, and you've despised me. But I promise you, I have never done anything that in my mind that I try. That's not true. I've picked on Harry on purpose. I mean, well, that's true. But, huh? No, I pick on everybody. But it isn't done from in any way trying to hurt you or make you leave, or it's to try to get to the core of our being. Because there's any time you take yourself, like your opinions about this stuff, Harry's always got a way to do it. And all I do is make fun of him.
I think it's called provoking to love, perhaps.
But it's true that there has to be somebody like me in order to cause us to see ourselves. And I mean, Joyce-Anne is like that, but she doesn't open her mouth all the time. She sees it.
Been around Judy lately?
Well, I know Judy does, but Judy's taking it to another level. And so please, 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 all you have to do is be you. There is no pattern. There is no...
You're not really even giving up anything. It's like, how's those templates working for y'all? It's not working for me, you know. Might as well give it up.
Well, when you're thinking in terms of right and wrong, you know, I'm right.
That's a template.
There you have it.
Well, it's
if you're speaking the cross, there's not a feeling of rightness. It's a feeling of, you know, being poured out, empty, you know, not taking a stand. I mean, it just can't be there.
There's no I in cross.
Yeah.
You are really a sick. He's sick. And he's passed it on to his. No, he's passed it on to his son.
The child is father to the man.
Anyway, I mean, please, you can easily. Do any of you maybe remember how badly I hate psychobabble? Well, from the description of those that were there, it was psychobabble. That Seder group was psychobabble. Because you weren't speaking from the point of integrity. You were a behavioral scientist instead of a preacher of the cross. You weren't the only one.
Well, I'm not sure I really
accept
that.
Oh.
Here we go again.
Well, see, if you've been there, then it wouldn't happen.
Here we go again.
Yeah. I promise you, all those people that left, if they left because they wanted to hear me, if they heard me long enough, they'd have left anyway.
I can see all parenting is psychobabble.
It is. It's passing your kids through the same templates that you have.
I need to get this behavior. How do I get this behavior? I'll say this, or I'll dangle this carrot, or I'll...
How do I make my child go to bed at the right time?
Yeah.
It's a question.
Or how do I, yeah,
it's even the wrong... Yeah, it's even the wrong question.
I said my child doesn't know me. I never knew my father.
No, I didn't know mine either.
I knew this image of a father that he was portraying. I can see that now. I can see I do the same thing. I knew the image of me that I want my son to see.
All your children need is your vulnerability. They don't need your rules or your behavior patterns. They need your vulnerability.
That's all the body of Christ needs from you, is your total vulnerability.
You see your complete dependence on the body.
Right. They don't need your opinions about life or politics. That's just psychobabble. They don't need even need your opinions about the Bible. That's just psychobabble. They need your vulnerability, your emptiness. Because I promise you, not one opinion that you and I have about life will stand the test of eternity. It's meaningless. John, what's going on?
Thank you, and I appreciate being here this morning, hearing these things. Creates an awareness of things that never... truly, you're speaking to me when you're talking to Gary.
You know, that... this thing, when it says it's faith that worketh by love, that's a huge deal. Because it destroys everything else. It destroys anything that is time dependent, or area dependent, or like somebody thinking this place is important, or that they're important. That's the goofy one. And you prove you think it's important, because now you can be over here and you can judge these people down for anything. And that's the trick. Now, that's why if you're in Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation. If there is no self-condemnation, I promise you there won't be any judgment of anyone else. We didn't do what I wanted to. First John is what I wanted to do. Well, we did First John.
Second John.
Mr. First John.
No, this is First John over here. Take it, big guy.